Now, when it comes to weight training, from your perspective, what changes did you experience when you started bodybuilding, like in your physique? What are some of the things that you noticed right away that were changing in your appearance?
It's kind of funny because I look back at some of my pictures and everything. I was already in really good shape at the time when I first started weight training, especially over in the States. When I first walked into a gym there and everything, I looked like a fitness competitor, but like to me, I looked like a gymnast. But I didn't really pay much attention to fitness and bodybuilding at the time. I flipped through the magazines and everything, and I'd look at those pictures and go, wow, like I've always liked muscle and the muscle movement and the way it moves and everything. So when I was coaching my little gymnasts, those were muscular little kids and everything, and they were well-defined little athletes, and I just loved watching their bodies move and watching their muscles move. So when I was in the gym training and everything, I liked seeing the definition that was coming out in me. Not so much I saw that as a gymnast, but when I was actually weight training and, you know, I got my eating in control and everything, and I thought, I think I've got this eating covered now. I know what I'm doing. And then I started seeing changes. But then, like, my body looked really good at the time, and then when I got into bodybuilding, one of the owners at the gym there gave me this generic diet to follow, and it was like carbs and protein, carbs and protein, and I'm kind of going, I don't know if I want to do this. So I ended up following that meal plan, and I lost all the definition, and I'm going, no, this isn't the result I'm supposed to have. I didn't do as well on that at that first competition that I competed in, but I ended up, when I stepped up on stage, I thought, like, and all these people were cheering for me. I thought that was amazing, you know, and that's why I continued with doing it, because it kind of filled the gymnastics that I lost. But I didn't see a great-looking physique up on stage either, so the next time I decided to get into a competition, I met up with a fitness competitor, and she helped me with my diet and everything, and I helped her with her gymnastics background, with her gymnastics for her fitness competition, and we became really good friends, and I really saw a change in my physique. I put on a lot more muscle. She gave me a different workout program, and I put on more muscle, more quality muscle, and I saw way more definition than I did the first time around. So, big difference. Diet has a lot to do with it.
Sports nutrition is one of the fastest growing markets in the health and fitness industry. And the newest paradigm in medical science teaches that to live longer and feel better, each individual must start thinking and living like an athlete engaged in the sport of life. Sports Nutrition Update bridges the gap between fitness and nutrition through education. SNU is an exciting and eclectic motivational monthly tape series. This unique and highly practical audio publication will keep you connected to the world of sports nutrition by presenting the most progressive and up-to-date leading-edge information in this very active and extremely popular growing field. Narrated by Corey Hawley, Canada's Ambassador of Sports Nutrition, Health and Fitness, this unique and highly practical educational format presents clinically relevant, leading-edge information helping athletes and active people of all ages in sport achieve their highest level of health and wellness as they enjoy fitness, physical recreation, and competitive sport. Visit CoreyHawley.com and get connected to SNU today.